You're listening to a roundtable podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Paziah, and I'm here with
Jacob Brooks,
Layla Hatcher,
Cheyenne Yeager,
John Clear,
Jada Mulcairn.
We're 12th grade students at Carlington, and today we're going to be discussing our oral history project that we have going on and our future plans. So the oral history project we're doing in our 12th grade English class right now is we're going to be picking a member of our family to interview. It's going to be the main storyteller of our family, somebody who has a lot of stories and has a lot of life experience. So does everyone want to name who they're going to be interviewing for their project?
I think I'm going to interview my dad because he was in the military, so I think he has a lot of stories to tell.
I think I'm going to interview my grandma because, you know, like, she, like, grew up in, like, the 70s and, like, the 80s and, like, 60s. Like, I feel like that's going to be interesting.
Probably my grandparents. They have good and fun stories to tell.
I'm going to be interviewing my grandfather because he's traveled a lot. He was in the military. He's just got a lot of great stories to tell.
Probably my dad because, I don't know.
Yeah, I think those are all really great options. I think I'm personally going to be interviewing my mom. I think that every time I try to tell a story, she seems to have something that she can relate to in her personal life when she was growing up. So I think that she's probably the best person for me to interview. Next, we're going to pivot into talking about everyone's future plans. I'm personally going to be going to Robert Morris University to study public relations and advertising, hopefully to get a career in advertising, working more into sports media, kind of. So does everyone else want to share what they're doing?
I think I'm going to take a gap and explore my career more, and then I'm going to go to college for culinary.
I'm going to go to a community college for accounting for 2 years and then do nails on the side, and yeah.
Probably going to do a gap year and just think about it and like save up money and go to college.
I'm either going to go to UNOH or CCAC to continue my training in the automotive field.
I'm going to the electrical union for to be an electrician.
Yep, those are all really great careers. Now we're going to go into everyone's favorite types of doors. I'll start. I personally am a sliding door kind of gal. How's everyone else feeling?
I like more modern doors. I think they're very nice.
Oh yeah, I have to agree with Jacob. Those like modern, like industrial doors are really nice.
Probably those doors like at like, I don't know, like restaurants with the sliding doors you walk through and it's like a circle, whatever, those kind of doors.
My favorite's kind of the Dutch doors where the top opens up differently than the bottom.
Mine's probably like glass push doors.
Yeah, those are all really unique. Does anyone have like a specific liking for accent color doors? I'm a big fan of like a dark colored wood door. Anyone else?
I kind of like the lighter woods.
I think that if I was turned into a door, I don't think I'd be happy to start off, but I don't think I'd be stubborn. I think that I would accept my fate and I would probably just let anyone, you know, go about their day, come in and out of the door.
Piggybacking off that, I think I just accept my fate at that point.
Yeah, honestly, same.
Be pretty mad, honestly, because I do not want to be a door at all.
I'd kind of be like Gandalf and just say, "You shall not pass."
What am I supposed to do about it?
And those are all very valid thoughts. Oh, well, looks like we're out of time for today. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, everyone. I'm Zaya.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Layla.
I'm Cheyenne.
I'm John.
I'm Jaden.
Listeners, thanks for tuning in. This is Paziah again, signing off. And remember, yep, thank you. Okay, goodbye.